This is episode 1894. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and here you are showing up for yourself, doing one of the best things you could possibly do, and that is to meditate. There is more and more research coming out showing that meditation is one of the best things you can do for your mind, your body, and your soul or your spirit. So, in today's episode, we continue with our series we launched into this week all about mental clarity. And in today's episode, you're going to discover an affirmation to help you focus and have this beautiful clarity we all seek. And I record this episode to you as I tour Greece. I'm on the island of Mykonos, and I have been enjoying myself. This will be the final place where I spend time before I head home. I've been to Athens, Santorini, and now Mykonos. As I've been in Greece for about 2 weeks, I've noticed that I have been pretty distracted. So I'm going to share with you how I use these same meditation techniques that I share with you. I use these in my own life. The affirmation helped me quite a bit this week. And I noticed that as I was going through my days, I was feeling pretty jet lagged, and it was taking me longer to settle in to my time here in Greece than normal. I travel quite a bit, and I usually adapt much more easily and faster than I have this vacation. And I started to think about why it was, what was distracting me. I had this underlying sense of anxiety, and I'm at the tail end of my trip, and I just slowed down enough to really notice that I was experiencing this anxiety. You may find yourself in situations like this as well, where you just can't really figure out why it is you feel so anxious or distracted. What I began to realize as I focused more on where I was holding on to this distraction and this anxiety and what triggered it, I realized that for myself, it was the news. Before I go on a trip, especially when I travel overseas, for about 3 weeks to a month prior to leaving, I like to Google the news that's going on in the country or countries I visit. And so I'd been Googling all about Greece, and I found they had a really severe windstorm come up that actually killed 6 tourists. So I was thinking, wow, that was kind of crazy weather going on there. Here I live in Florida, where we have hurricanes, and I'm thinking Greece's weather is pretty extreme, where I live is actually much more unpredictable and extreme. Also, what captured my attention on the news, and I'll share it with you in this meditation, and it's not to bring you down, but it's just to make you aware of how you might be experiencing the same kind of distraction. And that was that I came across all over the Greek news, in fact, it's still there, about a woman who was from the U.S. She was actually a molecular biologist. There was an uncanny situation where there was actually another younger woman from the US who was an astrophysicist, and they both died on different islands. One happened to be an accident. Both women also were jogging. Well, one woman had an accident and they found her over a week later, and she had hit her head and died. Well, this other woman was on the island of Crete, and she was jogging, and she was at a conference there for molecular biology, something to do with that, and she just disappeared. They couldn't find her. They thought she had fallen, possibly, or gotten lost. Unfortunately, about a week or so later, they did find her body, and very tragically, she had been murdered. Now, murder is not something that happens often in Greece, especially on the island of Crete, but she was murdered by a young man, a 27-year-old man. So these things can happen anywhere, and where I do live, there is a much higher crime rate than in the entire country of Greece. But this was foremost in my mind as I was traveling to Greece. And since it was what I was focusing on, it's what I was thinking about. There were some other things that I had discovered on the news that was also foremost in my mind. I was traveling in a foreign country, and I came across an article on BBC where a British national, a 17-year-old young man, threw a 6-year-old who was traveling with his mom from France. They were both French nationals. Well, the 17-year-old boy threw the 6-year-old boy over the balcony of a museum that had just opened up, and he fell several stories. Fortunately, he survived, but he was seriously injured. And I just couldn't stop thinking about these events. They dominated my thoughts, my focus. And I was going through the museums in Greece, and I just kept thinking about what had happened in England. Now, the chances that this had happened in any museum in the world, I don't think it has ever happened, or it's so rare that of the millions of people visiting museums, this was foremost on my mind. So it really took me some focus to gain some perspective on how I was allowing this sensationalized news of these tragic events dominate my thoughts. I was in a foreign country with my family, feeling more vulnerable and feeling tired and jet lagged. And this is when we can most often lose our clarity. And this is when we need to most uplift our thoughts. And so that is the affirmation. An affirmation is a positive statement that helps you to focus your intention. And my intention was to have a great vacation, but my thoughts didn't match my intention. So when I started to repeat this affirmation several times throughout my days, the remainder of my days, because I really just became aware of this underlying tension and anxiety. I was so focused on just ignoring it and have a good time, although it was an underlying tension that I wasn't able to really shake. So with determination and strong willpower, I focused on where I was feeling the tension in my body and how it was making me feel. And I named those emotions, and I realized why I was in this state and what contributed to it. And then I was able to gain some better perspective, and the affirmation helped me to anchor a more positive, realistic perspective on the dangers in the world. There are dangers, there is uncertainty, but there are so many great things happening in the world. And sometimes glancing at the sensationalized headlines in the news can make us feel as though that's the only thing happening. And when we're tired, when we're distracted, we can get on a hamster wheel of this kind of thought process. You may notice it with people who pay attention to all the things happening in the news every day. They can't seem to focus on their own lives and the things that are happening around them that are great. So if you notice yourself fall into this trap, maybe you're already there, just like I was, and I'm pulling myself out because it truly is what you do consistently, daily. These small tweaks, these small actions that you daily take that contribute to major change. So I'm still repeating this affirmation faithfully throughout my remaining vacation time. So the affirmation is, I uplift my thoughts. I uplift my thoughts. I uplift my thoughts. And then I uplifted them. I thought about the good things happening in the world and the great things I was seeing in Greece. It felt like I was lifting a huge weight. I really had to uplift my heavy thoughts. By doing this consistently throughout my day, and I'm still doing it, I'm hoping to have a better perspective, a better experience, and be more focused throughout the remainder of my vacation. So as you settle yourself down today and get ready to meditate, think about what thoughts are weighing you down and where those thoughts stem. Maybe for you, you're around a negative person, or you just can't let go of a difficult memory. Or maybe it is the news for you. So think about what's weighing you down and what you can do to refocus your thoughts. If you'd like the full half-hour guided meditations, they are at the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try it for 2 weeks free access to the full app of over 1,800 half-hour guided meditations, as well as a slowdown guide and a journal customized for each week's theme. Again, it is the Sip and Om meditation app. And you are so worth slowing down for.